guys, this is Anushka Khare and I'm back with another episode of my podcast. I hope you liked the previous episode and I hope you'll enjoy this one as well. So last time, in the last episode, I left the story where our car was sleeping. And now we'll continue the story from there. So let's start. So our car woke up and it was still a bright day outside. So she woke up and she thought it would be night, but it wasn't. She sat down on her bed and after a few moments, she heard a knock on the door. And this time the same woman who was sitting in the library on the chair, she entered the room and sat beside her on the bed. Then she said, "Did you have a good sleep?" So then she ordered a person who was following her, who followed that woman inside Akar's room. She ordered that person to get her some food. And as she ordered that person brought the food. Now Akar started eating it and it was the tastiest food she had ever tasted in her life. Now the woman put her hand on Akar's shoulder and she started talking. She said, "Don't be afraid, my dear. You're not gonna die and your family's gonna be all right. The time is passing here, but there in your world, the time is still." Now Akar was a bit suspicious because it didn't seem like a dream. Now Akar started becoming suspicious. So she asked the woman, "Where am I? Please, can you tell me?" She said, "I'll tell you everything, my dear. Just wait a second." After a few minutes, the woman started speaking. She said, "So basically, in our universe, there are a total of 5 realms. They are Earth, Water, Fire, Space, and Time. And there are guardian realms for each realm. For Earth, it is Renus 1. For Water, it is Renus 2. For Fire, it is Renus 3. For Space, it is Renus 0. And for Time, it is Renus 4. Each realm's guardian has some superiors and they are known as masters, and I'm one of them. And they are responsible for some things. They have different purposes. For example, on Earth, my purpose is to control the atmosphere of the Earth. Another one of the masters is Master Lancer, and he is responsible for the actions of people, and there are other masters as well. Now, what I wanted to tell you is, a new realm has suddenly emerged, whose superiors are trying to destroy the realm of the Earth. Our realm is the guardian of Earth realm. And as you know, I'm one of the superiors. We don't know what this realm is and where it has emerged from. So we call it the Black Realm. But what we came across is that this realm is trying to destroy the Earth's realm and take over it. We don't know much about it. Also, we don't know who made these realms, but we do consider that entity as God, just like humans. Also, we don't know what's the main purpose of this realm, but what we could make out was that this realm is trying to be connected to the realm of the Earth and take over it. In order to do this, what this realm or better, the superiors of this realm do is take over the soul of the people from Earth. They take over the soul and keep it with them. The energy of the souls is with them, and the person, that person dies on Earth. What we've known for so far now is that your soul is inevitable. Your soul cannot be taken by them. So you are the only one who can save the Earth. Also, there is something known as chakras. Each realm has its own chakra, and it's situated somewhere on that realm only. But we don't know the exact location of it. Actually, we don't know where it is at all. All you can do to save your realm is find that chakra. After finding that chakra, you need to bring it to us. We'll try to connect it to the chakra of their realm, or better known as the Black Realm, because it has the souls of the people of your realm. They contain it in them. So, you are the only one who can find the chakra of your realm and bring it to us. And then we can find the chakra of their realm. And in that way, we could release the souls of all the people who died on your planet, who were not supposed to die. And then we can destroy the chakra of the Black Realm. We yet don't know how to destroy it, but I'm sure we'll find it out. And I'm sure that you will be able to do it, because I trust in you. To which Akar replied, "Oh my God, I didn't know all this, and I was just living a normal life on my planet, on Earth with my family. All I wished was for my family to be happy, to be full of happiness. I never imagined something like this could ever happen. All these chakras, realms, they confuse me. I don't even know how to react. When I reached here, all I could think was that this is a dream. But now I think it is not. Because I slept in the dream and I'm still there, and you're telling me, and everything feels so real. By the way, can I know your name now?" To which the woman smiled and replied with, "My name is Ariza. And I'll introduce you to the other masters as well. In order for you to go in your realm and in the Black Realm and fight the people there and to defend yourself, you need to learn some arts, some martial arts. And you have powers, so you need to practice them. You might have never known about them, but you must have felt something since you were a child." To which Akar replied, "Yes, since I was a child, I could feel this presence beside me, and I could do weird things. Whatever I wished for came true. And also, I could actually kind of control people's fate. I thought it was just a coincidence, but now you're saying they were powers. I don't know." To which Ariza replied, "You don't know. You have many more powers. You just need to practice them. For which, our master of arts, Master Rico, will mentor you. And he'll make you the best version of yourself. And I hope that you'll be able to save the world. I believe in you. For your family, for the people out there, you will do it and you'll not be afraid." To which Akar replied, "Yes, I will do it. And I will save all of them if I can. If my soul is inevitable, if I'm special, then there must be a reason behind it. There must be a purpose of it. So I will do it because God chose me. And if God has chosen me, then I am supposed to carry the work of Him. So guys, this was all for today. And I hope you enjoyed it. And I hope you look forward to the third episode of it. I hope I did not bore you. And please look forward to the third episode of it. And thank you so much for today. I need to tell you that my episodes will air on alternative days. Like today, it is 16th Friday. So my next episode will be available on Sunday, which is 18th. Thank you so much for taking out time and listening to this podcast. And again, thank you so much and bye.